You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hello, you're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. I'm Mason Dixon, joined once again by Corey, the Bayou Benders. And this is Habs Nightly, your hub for Habs content. All right, we are back once again talking about the Habs. A little delayed, but thankfully it worked out for us because we actually have some Habs news to talk about that got released today. We're recording this Monday, so we apologize for the delay. But before we get on to any of that, Corey, how was your week, buddy?
Week was good. It's nice to record today. Some of you might know, some of you might not. You'll be educated. So the day that we're recording this is a day that's normally like kind of sad and somber for me, because it is the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, where I was like, you know, me along with like everyone I know and a lot of people I don't know, you know, that live in the greater New Orleans area, were, you know, forced to leave their home for months or years at a time. So this is a good day, because I get to, you know, I looked forward to recording today, so it kept my mind away from shit like that. But my week was good, man. I worked my ass off, but it came to a head because I worked my ass off because it was the final preseason game for the Saints, the first home game, air quotes. And it's kind of like back to school. It's kind of like back to school, you know, like you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like you kind of do, you have the outline, but it's going to be complete chaos. And we're going to talk about it a little later, because if we don't wait, I'll go far into this tirade and we won't really get the back and forth of how our weeks went. So it was good though. I've been playing Guardians of the Galaxy, the game. It's free on Xbox and probably PlayStation with the EA Pass. Well, it's not free. You fucking pay for it. But it's one of the games available, and it is so fucking fire, dude. And it's long, too. It's long. Like, normally I beat a game in, like, a fucking weekend. And I mean, like, grinding through it. Like, this game, like, every time I think, like, this is the fucking end of it, it's not. And it's so refreshing to play, like a couch. I'm not going to call it a couch co-op, but, like, a fucking couch campaign that actually isn't like, I don't know, 40 hours of gameplay. I feel like it's so much more. I've just been overall impressed with it, and the soundtrack's sick. We'll talk some Game of Thrones. Not really, I guess, because you haven't seen it and you're still watching the old one for the first time. Yeah, good week. Good week. Going to see Oliver Tree tomorrow, which is fucking hilarious. I hope he's in his cowboy outfit, you know, his countryside that he's doing right now. I hope that's what I'm getting, because it's fucking fantastic. But what about you, buddy? What you been doing?
Not too much. I gotta say, I've kind of just been just kind of chilling, hanging around the house, not really getting up to much, just kind of trying to deal with all my non-academic requirements that I have to get finished before I go off to school. So had some blood drawn from me today. Thank God she was good. If you've ever had blood drawn, you'll know. If you have someone that's not great at it, it really sucks. But if you have someone that's very good at it, you barely feel it. So that was good. Got that over with. Yeah, yesterday was a little busy for me. Had some stuff going. My last day of work was Saturday, so I'm done climbing trees for the year at least. And yeah, I'm just kind of packing up, getting ready for school. Just, you know, excited for that, and really just excited for hockey season to start so we have a little more to talk about. But the Montreal Canadiens did announce the training camp roster today. They've announced that there will be 70 players to attend training camp this year.
Nice.
That's a shit ton. Clicking on what's supposed to be the roster, I'm looking and seeing that they posted the the wrong PDF. Whoever posted the article, this just got released from, this is the one from last year, but we do know that after rookie camp, so some players who are going to rookie camp and will also be invited to the official team camp.
Clamping, baby.
Include Gianni Fairbrother, Alexis Gravel, Caden Gooley, Raphael Harvey-Pinard, Cam Hillis, Jan Mischak, Matthias Norlander, Joshua Wall, Xavier Simoneau, Daniel Sobolev, Joe Vrabetic, Arber Jacki, and Jesse Ylönen. So they will all go to the official team camp as well. I'm assuming that means that Jurija Slafkovský is not going to the rookie camp. However, that kind of confuses me. So I'm wondering if maybe there's some errors in this list, but what we do know definitively is that there are 70 players attending the camp, and that is an absolute fucking shit ton. Seven goalies, 23 defensemen, and 40 forwards. If that doesn't show how wide open this Canadiens roster is, and, you know, kind of speak on what we spoke about last week, and that the Habs have a lot of players under contract and a lot of players who could reasonably make the team. So this is going to be exciting training camp to follow. And even preseason, we're probably going to see some guys surprise and make the team this year.
Excuse me. No, dude. Awesome. We always, well, I guess I always bring up that we have a warehouse full of, prospects, and it's awesome to see that just about every single one of them is going to get a shot. I don't know if it might be an error with the Slafkovský thing, but I did see that he was picked to be a part of the NHL rookie showcase. Well, the NHLPA rookie showcase.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that could be like conflicting or anything, or maybe it's just not what you're reading doesn't have him on there for some reason, but I don't know. Excited about it though. Fucking 70 guys. First one you brought up, Gianni Fairbrother. Been waiting to see some more stuff for him. I guess my favorite parts of Gianni Fairbrother, it's just how fucking mean and dominant he is. And I don't know if he's gonna be doing that quite to his potential against other Habs prospects, but I just like how nitty, how gritty he is in the game. So I'm hoping to see something awesome from him.
No, absolutely. And I think he's an often forgotten Habs prospect just because our defense is so fucking deep. Like we say all the time. But yeah, third round pick in 2019. Played for the Everett Silvertips, put up decent point totals there. Even just last year, had 22 points or 17 points in 23 games. Made the switch over to Laval last year, had 7 points in 25 games, 46 penalty minutes as a 20-year-old. Not bad at all. The big thing with him is that he's 6'1", 200 pounds, and he can skate. He can skate. So he's imposing and he can skate. I don't know if he's going to be – he's not going to be a top four defenseman, but he could be a player, which is exciting, right? He's a left shot, mobile. So, yeah, just another prospect that has potential to play NHL games. And when you get into those later rounds, that's all you want, realistically. The club that has the most players drafted playing NHL games is usually the best drafting club.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to hit home runs with every prospect. And, yeah, Gianni Fairbrother, I think, is a great example of that.
Yeah, he reminds me of, like a fucking blue-collar type of player. And he's going to know his role. He might not be the most dominant or flashy out there, but he gets what he's supposed to do, and he's going to fucking hammer that home every single time. He'd be I could see him as, a fucking fan favorite, you know, someone that just understands what he needs to do and just fucking gets it done.
No, absolutely. Yeah, so training camp with the schedule fully announced, usually Montreal will have open practices. Not sure what they'll do with training camp this year.
Mm-hmm.
However, they do have a game in Toronto on the 25th at 7 p.m. It's fair to assume that will be televised. The Red vs. White game, which is the two teams in the Montreal the intra-squad scrimmage, that will be the following day, the 26th at the Bell Center at 3 p.m. And then preseason picks up. They have a game versus Toronto. But before that, Montreal will have the rookie showcase, which is not what they did. So there's rookie camp, which is why I was confused.
Mm-hmm.
There was the post-draft rookie camp right following the draft there, which we had watching. And that's where everyone really fell in love with Lane Hutson.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one where the NCAA players can participate in that, which is why we got to see Lane Hutson, Sean Farrell, etc.
Mm-hmm.
However, this next camp, I'm a little confused with the details of it, so I apologize. That's the one where you will see the rookie tournament, and mm-hmm. that will take place September 14th to 20th, and Montreal will be going back to Buffalo for that. So they went back to Buffalo the year prior. Unfortunately for the Habs, the Ottawa Senators are there, which, if for those of you in the know, is kind of frustrating because every year the Habs play that fucking stupid Ottawa Senators organization in the rookie showcasing. They always injure one of our players.
Yeah.
Without fail, every time. But the players playing in that will be on up front forwards, Owen Beck, Jared Davidson, Cedric Ginden, Emil Heinemann, Riley Kidney, Philip Meshar, Jan Mišák, Vinicius Rohrer, Joshua Waugh, Xavier Simoneau, Yura Slavkovsky. On D, there'll be Justin Barron, Caden Gooley, Logan Mailloux. We'll finally get to see Logan Mailloux in a Habs uniform playing games. Daniil Sobolev, Miguel Turney, William Trudeau, and Arber Jacki. And in net, we'll have Joe Verbeek. So a lot of guys that we could, be very excited to see. Guys, big names there that we're, I think you and I have both been looking forward to. I would also have to assume that Montreal will extend invitations to their European prospects. So the big Danish goalie, Frederik Dechow, if you're familiar with him, they call him the gnome because he's 6'5" or something. Oliver Kapanen as well. But there's usually an overlap there with the European prospects. So they often don't come if their club has their own camp. and any Russian prospects the Habs have, such as Alexander Gordon, I think it's safe to assume they won't, probably won't be showing up this year. But yeah, so in the next couple weeks here, you know, we're kind of in the dog days of summer right now, but in a couple weeks, we're going to have hockey to watch and a lot of exciting things to talk about. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I can't wait. I don't mind talking about nonsense that we do on a typical weekly basis. But I just also hate that, you know, we're not talking hockey and it's just frustrating.
No, absolutely.
Because I know people have got to be just like, fuck, man, like, why do we have to listen to another, you know, off the rails episode that has like nothing to do with the sport? And I hate it. I do. Sometimes it's refreshing after like a whole season of it. But like when we get towards the end of summer, I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like, I just want to talk about hockey. I just want to give opinions on games.
No, absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Oh, shit. But yeah, we'll be getting to that soon. Like, fucking first, like you said, you know, we got red and white scrimmage. We got the rookie stuff coming up, and then preseason starts. I want to say September 25th or 26th, something like that. 25th. Yeah. So we're almost there. It's fucking September is this week, which is fucking wild. It's so fucking crazy. Yeah, unfortunately. No, there's just one more thing of Habs news. Sean Monahan was shown around the other day, quoted, you know, saying like it felt like it was, and I guess it's true. He said it felt like he was just like starting in the league again, like as a young man. And this is his first move. So like, I can understand, you know, like that makes sense now, you know, like this is like a fresh start and it's the first time he's being moved. Seems to be getting along. They're already coming up with Monahan Habs names, you know, like Mona fans and shit like that.
I hate all of that.
It's real Sean cringy. Sean, like it's just full.
Calling him Sean Monahab.
It's full like TikTok culture overload. But I do like that they're trying to make, you know, like, and it's not just him, but like in this instance, because it is the shit we're talking about, it is nice to feel like the fans are welcoming and accepting of a new player, and that the organization is like as childish and, you know, like social media fronted crazy it is, that they are like trying to make him feel like, hey, look, like let's transition you into this new role as positive as we can. I'm trying to look at it like that, but they have hammered us with Monahan stuff. Like, let's get a video of him trying on a hat and his jersey. The jersey one's always, you know, but like showing him around the store and getting free stuff for him to wear, you know, because he's part of the organization and stuff like that. It's a bit too over the line for social media, but it is cool that like they're acclimating him and trying to make him feel at home, especially after someone. I don't know.
You do feel for the Habs social media people, because you have to assume, you know, they're in the dog days too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have got to find content. Yeah, just go follow Yaroslav. Like, why are we not on a journey with this kid? You know, like I saw the other day.
Lovkovsky.
Yeah. Like, just follow they should just be really following him. Like the other day I saw him and Mazur went and got like those caricatures portraits done together. Like shit like that, you know, like it's two young ass kids that are from fucking Europe just thrown into Canada, you know, and are about to be like billboard fucking famous in Montreal. Why are we not following them? Or like Cole Caulfield's, like, you know, off season training, like shit like that. Like there's so much that they can go with, other than just six videos of Monahan trying on a different hat and calling them Mona fans and shit like that. But either or, it's nice to see that the team cares. Well, these people are getting paid to do it, but the team wants them to feel like a new start is the best start. Well, in between, awkward silence is always the best time for ad reads. And we got an ad read for you guys from my buddies over at DraftKings. This is a good one. Mason should be excited. It's about football. And I'm going to try to get through this with a dry, scratchy throat. The wait is almost over. A new football season is about to begin. Get ready for the NFL Week 1 action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To celebrate the return of football, DraftKings is giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $5 on any football game and get $200 in free bets instantly. Want more action for opening night? Everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. All you got to do is you get up to seven, you win. What the fuck? Get up to seven, you win. Bet on any NFL team of your choice. And if your team leads by 7 points at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. Okay, maybe they should have gave us that before the cue on that. Regardless, DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable, best of all. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Y'all remember to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code THPN on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details. That one was not my best, Mason, but it is what it is. And football is back. It's kind of weird. Now, I don't know if you have any more hockey stuff to talk about or hab stuff. But if you want to kind of glance over to football, I do have a fucking interesting story about the final preseason Saints game. My first workable game of the season.
Go for it, man.
All right, cool. So we paused right there because I needed some water. But to the story, Mason seemed enthusiastic, and I hope I can live up to how awesome I made it sound. So I'm sure everyone kind of remembers, like, first day back at school. Like, you have the motion. You know what you're doing, but you don't want to do it. It's still too early to do it. It's just getting your bearings back. Well, the Superdome, you know, it's under heavy construction. They got the Super Bowl in 2025. So a stipulation to have a Super Bowl is you have to have, like, the state-of-the-art place for said Super Bowl. Like, it's got to be fucking, like, legendary. It's got to look immaculate, even though they don't show anything but the fucking field. So excuse me. So they got all this construction and shit going on, and they're trying to make things fucking easier. So, like, there's a lot of draft missing from the Superdome. And I don't know, Mason, well, I'll ask you because I can't ask the fans and get a response right away. At games, you know, any sport, you a draft guy or you a, like, a bottled or can guy?
I'm a draft. If there's draft, drinking draft.
Okay. No, I respect that. And being a draft technician, I feel the same.
Well, I just don't think, like, there is no world, unless you're drinking the bottom of the keg, there is no world in which cans or bottles taste better than beer on tap.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But I'll further that, because if I'm at like a festival or something, I might get a bottle just because it's easier to, like, carry around, you know? But if I'm going to an arena where I'm spending fucking $12 on a bottle, like a can or a bottle, and, you know, $12 or $14 for the draft, I'm getting the fucking draft. Like, there's no way. Like, I will never, you will never see me, unless there's no option, you will never see me at a sporting event with a can in my hand. It's always, always draft.
So, apparently, because I don't really follow football that much, but apparently we have some of the highest prices for fucking everything. So I think like a 16 ounce can, because it's in bombers, I think you're paying like $1 per ounce, or somewhere close to that. But anyway, so back to what I was saying. So, you know, we've lost a lot of draft areas because of the rebuild. So what they've done was bring in more coolers, and it's more or less like a grab and go. Like, here's six coolers in a row of just bombers, you know, like from craft beer to domestics to import to premiums to seltzers to, you know, fucking wine coolers, you know, all the way down. Excuse me. So you more or less like looking at like a gas station fucking wall of wall of coolers, and you just get in line, grab what the fuck you want, go to the end of the line, pay for it. And they have these stations set up all over the fucking Superdome now. And the Superdome sits, 70,000 seats, fans, whatever. So the preseason, right? They sold, I want to say 30,000, right? We'll say there's 30,000 fans there. So with the draft being less, and we'll get to, you know, like how we love draft and shit like that, with the draft being less, there's more packaged beer. And they learned a hard reality because of this, was with less stands to buy draft at, you know, to get draft, you're also looking at food stands. So you got people in line for not just draft or no draft, food, you know. So these lines are massive, because there's like, you know, they cut it like, I'd say even over 50% of the concession stands are gone in the Superdome right now.
Is that permanent?
No. So each year, so last year they implemented a little bit of change. This year they implemented a little bit of change, and it's just continuous, you know. So like the new thing that they brought last year was like the new seating, like super close seating on in the end zones and on the side. This year is redeveloping the concourses. So they've implemented like outside, like massive like beer tents and shit like that. But on the inside, you know, where the food and the draft is, the lines are massive because there's so few of them. So now you're getting the younger kids that are like, I don't give a fuck, I go to college, or, you know, like we don't go to bars anymore, or if we do, you know, it's packaged beer, it's party shit. So they're hitting these fucking bomber coolers, dude. And I saw the like when I was walking and I was doing my job, and I'm sorry if, like, I'm not really getting to a centralized point of this, but, you know, before the game, we go there 6 hours early and we're troubleshooting. We're running the systems. We're troubleshooting any issues to try to catch them before the game. And as I'm walking, I'm looking at these coolers, right? I'm like, okay, this is a pretty cool concept for the lack of, you know, stations that they have. And I'm noticing there's like two individuals working. One person checking IDs and one person cashing, you know, or checking out. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to be a good fucking idea. It's a preseason, so all they're going to do is get fucked up if they're here, you know. Tickets were cheap, so they're spending it all on liquor and fucking food. And then I get to one of the draft areas, you know, I'm starting to do my job, and I'm looking, and they got rid of the old dinosaur cashier system, the POS, and have now updated it to like the modernized one with the, I don't fucking know. I'm not going to try to explain it to you. It's like basically Wall-E. Like, you know, like if you've seen Wall-E, you had this little robotic little fuck, you know, with like treads, like he's on a fucking tank. And then the newer model that's like sleek as shit. It's the same idea. Hang on, getting a sip of water. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh man, fuck. I'm losing my favorite thing, which was to annoy the fuck out of my cousin, because every button you press made a different noise. But it was locked, so I could just press the fuck out of it. I wouldn't fuck up the system. So they got rid of my favorite thing at the Dome for before the games. And it replaced it with this sleek shit that I don't even like. It's basically iPads everywhere. And I'm like, these fucking people aren't going to understand how to fucking do this. It's their first day back. Like, you can't teach them this shit first day back. So I'm like, fuck it. You know, that's not my problem. Keep going. Game starts. Well, not game starts. People start coming in. Now I have the radio. I'm one of the higher guys up. So I have one of the fucking radios and, you know, forced to have more of an important role. So the privilege of having the radio is also listening to the chaos ensue on the radio of all the shit that's just happening, you know. And we have a new guy, and I'm walking with the new guy, and I'm like, he's like, you know, is it good? You know, like, he's excited. I was excited my first one too. And I was like, look, dude, it's gonna be real easy. Okay. This place is like on fire. You can't do anything about the massive fire. You can't put it out. It can't be put out. You have to let it run its course. All you can do is put out the tiny fires around the massive fire. You can't do anything to it. You're going into a fucked situation, and you're just trying to make it less fucked on your part. Go into it with that mindset. You'll be prepared for every Saints game or Pelicans game. And he's like, okay, cool. He took that in. He went off to the fifth floor, and I never saw him again for the rest of the day. But the people are starting to come in. I'm hearing over the fucking radios. The kiosks aren't working, which is the new POS systems. You know, the kiosks aren't working. They're trying to punch them in. They're punching in the passcode to get in. But there's too many of them doing it, and they're all linked to one centralized, I don't know, like world mind, you know, because I'm fucking playing a game of Guardians of the Galaxy. But they're all connected. And there's too many fucking errors happening in signing in. So it's locking out like stands, like complete stands for like 10 minutes. Yeah. Okay. Now make it 30 because you keep fucking trying, you know? So like shit is just dying everywhere. And the radio is just becoming like this fucking, you know, like crazy war, like, you know, radio receptor. It's just like picking up fucking, you know, battles going on. And like they're calling over the fucking radio. People are freaking out. They're like, you know, like one of the managers is like, you have got to stop trying to log in. You're fucking the system further. And it's all people that don't remember how to do their job. And it's not their fault to an extent, because they haven't done this job in, you know, like 6 to 7 months. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. A lot of new people, a lot of people barely get it. Like, they retain the information. They retain how to pour a beer the last game, the last 20 minutes of beer sales. They're like, oh, I get it. And then that's it. And then we start fresh over the next year. So there's chaos in that aspect. I'm just dying laughing at the fucking radio. Just fucking like, the customers are just like, what the fuck is happening? And it's just like, you just seeing the error signs all over all the kiosks and shit. It's just overloading. They can't keep up with it. Okay. So then we move on to my next fucking funny moment is my thought about the Bombers. And I was like, you know, I was like, when I was talking about it, I was like, there should definitely be more than two people working this. They're going to get overloaded. So that's what's happening is the draft stands, the food stands are fucked. They're fucked. If you're waiting in line for that, you're an absolute fucking marathon trooper. You're willing to sacrifice not sitting or enjoying yourself to stand in line full of disgruntled people for overpriced nachos and popcorn. But everyone else, all the college kids and all the people my fucking age and shit are like, fuck this. I'm gonna get a Bomber. You know, I'm gonna go get a canned beverage. And you see the influx, like the fucking wave of aggravation start to move towards the Bomber shelves. And we sold the fuck out of Bombers, dude. Like, both companies got hit hard. We have an order going in tomorrow when you guys are listening to this. I'll be putting like another like 2,000-3,000 cases worth of Bomber cans. the guy can't check fucking IDs fast enough. The line is now like to like the next area of bomber, you know, bomber doors and shit like that. So they're getting overworked and they don't have enough people. They weren't prepared for the amount of bombers being sold. So it's like by the time you're getting to it, there's slim pickings on the shelf. So people are just fucking buying anything at this point just to get some fucking liquor in them so they can go sit and watch some of the game. So the shelves are getting depleted. The manpower to get the shelf, to get the product back on the shelf is like sporadic. You're seeing guys with carts like fucking full blown sweating, you know, like just dying as they walk the Superdome with like just pallets of product trying to throw it into the fucking cooler. And the guy, the AT, you know, the ATC or the ATF, or the fuck, I think it's ATF. But, you know, like the law enforcement for food, tobacco, and alcohol are there. And, you know, I'm hearing over the radio, like a couple of people got tagged and shit for not checking IDs. So, like, they're like super big on forcing people to do it, which, I mean, look, you need to do it, you know, but like, they're just like, you guys have got to get this together. You know, like, I know this is game one, but y'all have got to get it together. And I'm watching this one guy where I was stationed. He was the guy checking the IDs, and he just, I saw like the moment he lost like all hope in having like any bit of a successful game as he looked down like the 30 plus people line ahead of him and people not ready to show IDs and having to constantly say it and then glancing over at his cooler that was just significantly losing product by the second. And just seeing in his face that there's no hope. And then at some point he's going to have to start dealing with customers being like, I waited in this line and you don't have Michelob Ultra. You don't have Bud Light Seltzer. You don't have Miller, you know, and then having to tell them they got to go on a different fucking line or pick something else. And I'm just sitting back because I'm a draft tech and I'm like, okay, well, drafts not moving that well because the kiosk issue. So I'm watching the game and enjoying myself while the regular employees are just like dying on a fucking hill. And that's game one, that's preseason, and that's only with 30,000 people. They're gonna add another 40,000 people because regardless this team sucks or is back to being like, you know, like close to like a fucking Super Bowl contender, they're gonna sell almost all the tickets, if not all of them. Like we sell tremendously well. I don't know how this place doesn't just implode in the middle of September. We have an LSU game this Sunday. And I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. I really don't, because LSU kids drink the fuck out of this place. We had LSU for the national championship the year before COVID with Joe Burrow when he fucking killed it. And they drank almost all of the bottled beverages we had, bottled and canned beverages we had. So I don't know what they're thinking they're going to do this Sunday when it's LSU fans and Florida State fans in the building. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I had a great laugh that day. And I guess that's kind of mean to say, but it's like you have to be prepared. You know, we're a small team, but we're prepared because we do this constantly. And it's just, for me, it's funny to see the chaos that happens. And maybe it's because I worked in the fucking food industry for 10 years, but just seeing like the hit, the mass of people come in and you just knowing you're getting hit of with like an unrelenting wave of shit. Until the end of the third, you can't do anything but just.
It genuinely just sounds like a normal day at McDonald's.
McDonald's, yes, I felt like you would get it because like you did fast food, like you dealt with customer service and like therefore lack of competence and product. Like,
oh no, absolutely.
When you, like, dude, I was watching people just like young kids be like, I fucking quit. I'm like, dude, you're going to leave a great job like this? Like, I'm fucking gone. Like, you know, they're talking to the supervisor. Like, fuck it. Like, I'm out. I'm going downstairs. Like,
No, it's when you work in a job like that, you just have to bend over and take it for the next three hours until it's over.
All you can do is like defer. We don't have this. Do you want this? If you don't, get out the line. What do you want? We have this. Oh, we have what you want. Get out of the line. You know, like, it's like all it's you're like doing.
Chasing, it's like chasing an angry mob. It really is. You just have to not give a shit.
Dude, I was sitting there. I was on TikTok. I was on my phone. I was playing video games. I was watching TV. And then I'd get the occasional service call for when they actually had the systems up, you know, and like they were selling product. I changed like four or five kegs, which is like I normally change 21 at least just on my floor, you know. I did four or five, whatever it was.
Sounds like a beautiful day for you.
Dude, I got my free, you know, I came in, I got my free food, easy money, and I just sat there and waited for my time to end while like I Colin Robinson'd, you know, tripped off of everyone's anguish, which I guess is hard. It's kind of ruthless, but I just love that environment. Like just from working in the service industry, like I love the fucking chaos of it. And the fact that like, I don't have to be on that side of it. It's just so interesting to watch. It's like watching National Geographic, like Discovery Channel. I'm just like, look at the atmosphere. Look at, you know, look at this situation unfolding. And I know what needs to be done, but what am I to do? I'm not going to go in there and tell them how to do it the right way. Or I'm not going to pretend like I know what the right way is in every situation, but here it is. We're all suffering in here together. I'm sorry if that was a bit long-winded and, you know, one of my puzzle pieces to build, but I hope y'all enjoyed I hope y'all enjoyed that, because I'm excited for this Sunday now that I saw how shitty the service was, and just, you know, like just everything failing all around him. I'm excited for this weekend and then the first Saints game where we get the full fucking 70,000 people in the building.
No, I'm excited for this Sunday too. I'm moving up to Peterborough.
Yay.
It'll be an eventful day for the both of us. That was a good story. Sorry, I was just kind of quiet. I'm like, I think my dog fucking came in my room and slept on my bed or something. I've been having an allergic reaction. The whole fucking story, just dying over here. So
oh, shit. I'm the same way. Animal dander gets me, dog.
Oh, it just kills me. We have a golden shepherd too, so he sheds. That is adorable,
dude. Long-haired cat, got one of them, dude, and it just wants to be held. And it's like it'll get in your face and shit. I'm like, God, now I'm fucked for like 12 hours.
Oh, it just kills me. I'm like squinting my eyes. Oh, it's brutal. But I've got nothing else to add. Unless you have anything else you wanted to speak about.
No, dude, we'll cut her there. Cause I know you're a busy young man looking at the future and molding your future still. So, we'll save any of the randoms for next episode. I'm sure we'll need some stuff because there'll be little to no updates for hockey. So hopefully you guys are preparing for your fantasy leagues. Coming up, I saw like I got the
that'll
first.
That'll be our next episode.
I got my first sleepers, you know, blog fucking notification the other day, and I don't think you guys give a fuck, but I'm trying to like. I think I've finally got like the perfect. I don't want to say eight's the perfect, but like 8 to 10 man roster for a New Orleans, you know, like just like a yacht. In a New Orleans-based hockey fantasy league. Like, I've been doing this since, I want to say, 2014. And I think we finally found the right amount of people to make this, like, ignorant as fuck. And I've been waiting this whole time to get this trophy built But once I do, I hope you guys like it, because I've used a bit of my artistic side, you know, what I spent all my money in college to do. I'm actually putting it to use a little bit. But I hope you like it, and I can't wait for fantasy hockey, honestly. It's going to be sick this year.
Oh, absolutely. So we appreciate you guys coming out, listening, checking us out again. Appreciate the continued support through the dog days of August here. And we're excited to get back to you guys next Sunday. So without further ado, this has been Habs Nightly. Thank you guys for stopping by. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.